Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Hello, Mark, Elizabeth and Andy, people in the Blue Mountains City Council who are taking a serious look about converting the Glenbrook Visitors Information Centre to the centre of our tiny galaxy. So I've had an opportunity to present at council and actually get the idea across, and it's, you know, the small idea as it's put forward is condensed and go across. So I'll just quickly go over the idea and then just have a little bit of a chat about podcasts and you know, the communication for all. So the little idea is that if I scale things down by a scale of 32 times smaller, I get a small plastic toy soldier as you get in Toy Story. They're scaled down. Woody's probably a tenth scale. Soldiers are 32 scales. And then if I wanted to reduce the whole country by a factor of 100,000, I can actually have a put a map of Australia on a dinner plate. You know, let's reduce it down. Now, the and we have scales all the time for... it's sort of a natural thing of play. It's a thing that we do. And... you know, what is the scale of the that we could do to do the galaxy? And the scale is a trillion. G'day, mate. A trillion, and that's a million million. And if we did that, the sun, which is 1.3 million kilometers across in width, that scales down to something which is 1.3 millimeters, and the sun is 150 million kilometers away. That scales down to 150 millimeters, or half a rule of the width, less than the width of an A4 page, and that's in terms of distance. And if we scale it down again, on that scale, was the nearest star? Well, that's 41 kilometers away. So this is the trillion scale, and the idea is that if you imagine all the stars out on the out there, we could actually shrink them down, bring them out, and bring them down to Earth. Then to put them in a meaningful thing, we can select a center, put our sun, and put the other stars equally to scale distance away. So although we can't travel in space, we can actually travel along a distance. And I'll come back to the idea of conceptual travel and playgrounds and scales and that type of stuff. So I just want to really talk about podcasts. Now, podcasts, strangely, are things that young people do, but if you're not used to it, it's that big thing about do I press this button and listen to it, or do I press... So if I'll send you a website, I'll send these people a website, and if you press the triangle, you can start to listen to it, or you can see the three little dots there, and you can press those three little dots, and it says, you know, to download, so you can save it to a USB and listen to it into your car, or you know, you can stream it and all this type of stuff for a podcast. Now, is podcast the method to say? Well, yeah, it can work, and it's basically sort of basically high volume, so I can podcast sort of more or less continuously as I'm working on topics or reading topics. I can read them through. It's sort of a low overhead publication, but moreover, it is sort of something that I can integrate. So at the moment I'm actually in Brook Park, walking past the village. I can see the food works, the Glenbrook Bakehouse, the La Bêche and all that type of stuff here, walking past the tennis courts and stuff like that. But I have to do so much walking and, you know, lose so much weight. So I've lost 11 kilograms, I've got 3 kilograms to go, and it's just bloody hard work, and it's also cognitive rehab. So this is the ability to speak on a topic and coordinate through. So it's sort of is a convenience, low cost, and if you don't listen to it, that's not so bad. You know, we'll catch you other ways. And this is the general thing. So when I was first approaching Mark, can I meet with you? When it suits you. Purely when it suits you. And when there's time. And then just gradually going across here. Now, the... I suppose we'll talk on that. The fundamental thing is that if you listen to people at schools and... that's what most of them know. They will talk of a big company, big important people. They'll have a story about important people with resources. It's a bit of the cargo cult culture that the government will drop money, or big people come in and it will be success. And you know, they talk about it in a way that, quite honestly, to foreign ears, it sounds, you know, are you for real? You know, so and they were really impressed. So, but it is something that Australians tend to do, is that they have a a lot of leaders Australian, not in this case, fantasists. They have an inflated view and tend to tell selected stories about their past and about their own importance. And this fantasism leads to it's an addictive process, and essentially people listen to it and they say, well, look, I can write the next chapter, and it goes off like that. And then there's these mythical companies which do things, and you know, look, I've heard in in people in your research group, they will tend to talk up a company which is interested in their research rather than the actual research. So this is to say that there's a lot of that out there, and occasionally you come up against a pure researcher who has the candor of research. That is, I'm putting it forward to you, but you're an equal. You can say, no, I don't like it, and I will listen to you, because the idea is that it's not mine. There's, if you can imagine the other spectrum, so I'm really much in that level. And in the candor of research, I know how long these things take and what the next steps are. And I'm starting to get the idea of skills and what can be done. So, essentially, getting back to it, we'll go to the core idea as I discussed with Elizabeth. And I showed her some small A4 road signs, which I stuck on the back of the toilet block there. And indeed, as we were talking, people were fascinated and began to look at it. Now, what's the next step in that? Now, Elizabeth looked at the next step of writing up and presenting it to council. I'm basically as a research scientist, as you'll hear, things are expanding on it. Now, just talking on that, the sort of next step is to have signs that you can interact and just lift up with a question mark. Lift up, do you know what these are? Question mark. So this is the teaching reward, curiosity, and stuff like that. And then if you have other questions, and in order to do that, I have a system of brass rings you can put on your signs to allow people to lift it up. Now, we are not like a research prototype. We're just putting that app as a prototype. We're not expecting it to last, and if it gets destroyed, we learn from it. But it's beginning to have the aspects of exploration. Now, the concept, the general theme for Glenbrook in the Park is travel. And this can mean that it's sort of like a parallel universe, the tiny universe travel. You can travel in the tiny galaxy, and your travel in the Blue Mountains is sort of a knowledge journey. So travel can really go in and bind in it, and there's a lot of education things where you make the information not obvious. There's a discovery. You have to look around to find these various things, and you can ask in the visitors information centre for the next thing. Now, the next thing is similar to I don't know whether it's going to be a long shot asking you. Like one would hope that Andy could listen to this. I don't know. Really, it's time to give it to a young'un and say, hey, you put this on my USB, or I want to listen to it. Because I know you guys spend a lot of time driving. The Blue Mountains is a fairly big, it's a big suburb. It's a suburb, There's the bloody trucks going up the heart of the Blue Mountains, artery of trucks. But I know you spend time in the cars, and you've got small kids, and it all begins to make sense. And I suppose one of the things I suppose speaking with Elizabeth, one of the things I hope she picked up is that I'm on the path, sort of the status, slow research path of looking over every point. So I'm very thorough, and it takes a bit of time, and I don't serve something half. Well, I don't serve something half cooked, but and I don't give tasters to everyone. I just give a taster to my small podcast audience, about 130 people overseas and stuff like that, and yourself, So just you, me, and 130 other little sad souls. Hello, sad souls all out over there. You can say, I'm now, because I've listened to this, I'm now officially classified as a sad soul. I won't abuse you any more than that. But we come to this next point I want to talk about, is something called Sky View Light. Enter it into your search engine, enter it into Google Play, download it on your Android or download it on your Apple phone, and then flick your switch and hold it up. And that is the instant daylight time to introduce this here. Now, there's a sequence of events happening in that we really possibly need one or two iPads in the Visitors Information Centre with that on there, that you can look with a series of instructions how to do it. I can help put a YouTube and various things. Now, there's sort of I'm developing the web pages for the web infrastructure for the Glenbrook Historical Society, and they're going to blast forward. I've got touch screens, they're talking about everything, and I can just do no effort whatsoever, so I can do that. But this Sky View light, so it's free to download, and it's basically a pad using the gyroscopes, and so as you point it, you get the actual to scale the stars as you see. So if I have it up there, it will point up and it will have bright the Southern Cross, or if it's daytime, it will have the daytime stars I can't see. Or if I hold up and I sit to plant, the planet will actually go large with the names of everything. Now, the point is that the stars that I've selected, they are easy to find. So you need star charts for them to find it, and various things like that. So this is the resources. We're talking a little bit about that. So we've got the two things so far. One is a small augmentation, which says, look, what I want to do is drill four bolt holes in the back of the toilet wall thing to hook these cards, which you can move up. Did you know this is these stars, did you know they've got what colours can stars be? Well, these basic education things, and they don't have to be fixed, they can be varied. Do you know this? Are you interested? You can look for the actual model of the sun in the Global Visitors information. So you have a bit of secrecy there. Now, there's the idea of the passport and the infrastructure to spread this around the world. And yeah, this is a global model which wraps around the Earth several times, as many times as you necessary. I think it's 3 times around the Earth to get to the centre of our galaxy and the black hole there, and to position it. But it is very important that we just slowly work through with Glenbrook. So your sky view lie. This is an important thing to point here. And what I really want to do, obviously, this makes the sun tactile and actually makes the sun to Alpha Centauri tactile, because you have to walk all that distance to find another tactile sun to scale. So this is a significant thing, and this is the focus on blindness. Now, I can actually... this is actually a simple, you know, no worries teaching effectiveness thing. So so one of the things you could do is that you could have a Braille night sky on a globe. So, and that you can actually buy these things, and this is a globe with the stars rays, so you could feel it on the globe. Now, the important thing is that globe, you can say, well, that globe appears on the upper surface and all these sorts of things. We can do that as the first step. Really, we need the second step here, and this is not for Blue Mountains Council to worry about. This is for astronomers and, you know, the right people to do. But that being said, it does, like, I'm going to use your thing, your imprimatur, to write to it. I'm not going to write to the other towns. I'll get the mayor to write to other sister towns and invite them. And the beautiful thing is that we can write 100 letters to 100 towns, all sincere, and we might get one or two. And it's just a big effort to do it. But once we get one or two, it'll all fall in. So it's that process there. So you can leave it with me to do it. But the idea is a Braille... what are they called? A Braille planetarium. How can that be? Essentially, you've got to be able to feel the night sky. So if you take a short person's arm, they've got to be able to on the bottom feel the bottom of the night sky and the top feel the above. And obviously you can't shrink them down. So what I propose is the following things, is that we have, and it's important, that, so what I said before is about the number of transforms. You can teach something, but the more steps you do to make your model simpler, you make your model affordable and simple, but you've added more steps there. I'd like to move it up in a way and make it more interesting for people and access it, and it requires a certain amount of problems. So you basically got to get people to feel the inside of a sphere. So how do you get them to feel the inside of a sphere without being there? Is that you get a sphere, say 1.5 meter sphere, and you cut it at positions of 23.55 degrees. That's the crop of Capricorn, and you cut it, and you lift. You orient the axis of the sphere such that the southern axis is pointing at our southern sky, at the southern point, and you separate and you pull the sphere apart, such that you can walk in between there. So I can walk in, say in the southern hemisphere, with the south celestial pole being up at 23 degrees, and then someone else can walk in and so it's cut into three segments. You've got the equatorial segments and the polar segments, and inside that surface you have all the stars in position. And what's more is that you can have and so on the southern one you can feel where the Southern Cross would be up in the sky. So basically they can touch the sky and they can feel it. They don't have to do a feel downwards and transfer. You can do that, and you can also make this rotate by a mechanism such as slowly rotating. Now the issue of you've got to augment that with information. So one of the things there's a series of things, but we can actually basically have a curved touchscreen technology. Now I'm just trying to think. Obviously we don't have to have a clear touch screen, so that's got us across, and then we can have capacitive sensors like that, spatial sensors. I think this is sort of a university project in itself, but essentially you want you could wire up every star. That might be possibly going to be the best solution, that you wire up every star with a capacitive sensor, so every star you touch goes across. And there's a whole series of technological solutions now, but I really think so there's so the take-home message is that I'm trying to get out of your hair. We're probably ready for another meeting to just so I can actually bring into you this Skyview light. It's a thing to which will automatically get it across there. Look at the transport idea, the tactile idea, and then expand the tactile idea to a tactile planetarium base there. And sort of also suspended in the very center of the sphere is the Earth, also oriented with the south celestial pole, pointed to the south celestial pole, and of course Sydney and Glenbrook on top of the world. Yeah, why not? The very top of the world is a little bump, and that is Glenbrook. Putting Glenbrook on top of the world, the Blue Mountains on top of the world, is a great thing, and we have it there. And like all these things, there's a methodology that, I don't know, as I go around these different organisations, some are well-grounded, some are up in the air, some are convoluted. So if you've got the Education Department, the RSL, Blue Mountains Historical Society, just different groups. There are different ways of doing it, and I suppose it's to, in your Blue Mountains, is to interface with all of them and interface with me. I'm a rare case, and it's a combination of the unusual plus the productive. So I've got the unusual thing, which is that first little step, and I've shown and presented it, and I think we're about time for me to come in and present this Skyview light. You can actually look at a YouTube of people using it. Just type it in Skyview light, Skyview YouTube, have a few looks at it, and to see, and it's just worthwhile. I know Mark's got some little children, they will absolutely love it. And so there's a sort of a natural link, and it doesn't take much imagination to get it to link in with the transportation stream. I'll kind of finish this off and walk home at this stage. It doesn't take much to actually put it in there, and I wouldn't stress too much if you haven't understood it, but I think making Glenbrook the centre of the galaxy and making Glenbrook the top of the world, not the North Pole, but the highest point on the planet, on a planet oriented such as the highest point inside the planetarium, so you can see where the stars are going, and they rotate around, and you can sort of like do other things, is for the zodiac, have the zodiac in Braille there, and have a way of doing it. Obviously it has to be safe, well designed, but it doesn't have to be $1 million. It just has to be a research prototype, which we're doing. I've shown you the concept prototype to give you an idea of the concept. The next level is a research prototype, and we'll just see how it goes along. And if we get ripped off by the rest of the world, so be it. We live in a country where the ideas are so difficult to get out. People are very busy, are very negative, and if we get ripped off and another country beats us to it, so be it. I think that the lesson there is that we've got great potential, and we always will be. I think that's what they say about Indonesia. Indonesia is a country of enormous potential, and it will always be. And I think we can do it, but we can just do it very, very gently, going ahead here, and we can do it across. It is a ripe field for educational theorists to come in, and what I'll probably do is I'm going to, part of my rehab, partly because I can't get back into the classroom, I'm going to start publishing science papers, and that's going to be just enormously hard, difficult. I don't know, it's going to be hard, and I'm sort of punishing my podcast audience by reading Australian papers written about Australian science education, so I'm going to try and develop that way. Thanks for listening, and we're off to the next adventure. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.